This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Golic, our fantasy football league is starting up, and as commissioner, I wanted to talk to you about a rule change.
Ah, Fantasyville.
Wait a minute, what rule change? I'm proposing we institute a sausage cap for your game day parties.
Sausage cap? What does that even mean?
It means we're restoring competitive balance to your grill. You can't just let the Johnsonville sausage dominate this season.
First of all, Greeny, your authority as commissioner of Fantasyville does not extend to my grill. And why wouldn't I let the Johnsonville sausage dominate? I always win when I serve those juicy Johnsonville brats, Italian sausages, with the perfect blend of spices, smoked sausages prepared slowly over natural hardwood.
Well, I get it, but how about a little love for my grilled fruit and gorgonzola salad?
Gorgonzola salad? I think we're headed for a lockout.
A lockout?
Yes, as in you're locked out of my house every Sunday.
Visit Johnsonville.com and sign up for the Athlon Sports Fantasy Rush for 2,000 Yards Challenge for your chance to win everything you need for a fully furnished fan cave, including a 52-inch flat-screen TV, surround sound, a new grill, and tons of your favorite game day gear. It's yours to win courtesy of Johnsonville Sausage. Johnsonville Sausage is all we do.
Previously on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
So you can guess what happened. So despite Daddy being gone for unknown reasons, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. It's just disappointing that we'll miss Daddy's gems like...
That China must have a hell of a bunch of trees. When I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash, my Indiana home. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
So today we'll depend on our fearless leader, Doug Duda.
But why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Well, I'm more than willing to help generate conversation.
Really? You have no facts. Don't give me some BS.
Well, okay then. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Jam-packed again today here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is football time. Real football games will be played starting this week. Locally, the high school teams in classes A and B will get going. We have UNK football kicking it off with Wayne State coming up on Saturday. And our Mondays with Merck and Morris are moments away. UNK football coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. Also on the program today, our Big 12 preview continues. We're just about all finished up there. We will catch up with a conversation we had with Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert, replacing Colt McCoy, the winningest quarterback in collegiate football history as far as number of wins in his career. So that's what's going on that front. That's all coming up on the show today. Plus, Bo Pelini finally let the media in. There weren't many fireworks during about an 11-minute session Saturday after practice. He talked about the quarterback situation. Still nothing there, although down at Texas Tech, they've named Taylor Potts. And so Nebraska still doesn't have their quarterback. He did talk about a couple of the key injuries that they had. He talked about why he was upset last week and had the media lockout. And so all of that went into a Sunday day off, and the Huskers back to practice today. School in session at UNL today. But it's been in session. UNK is jumping around just like UNL today. They're ready to get classes going, and it's time for our Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. It's Five Points Bank, the better bank. And the head football coach of the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Daryl Morris, joins us this morning. Coach, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Well, we're surviving. I'm here. Daddy's on a secret mission. He'd been up tracking Brett Favre, and then on the way back, he's hiding in the bushes at Wayne trying to find out some info.
That's a good place for him to be. It's got to be a big bush, though, more like a tree.
Well, Coach, before we break into Wayne State, we've got all these practices a little over 2 weeks under our belt, and we've been hearing about how things have been banged up down in Lincoln, and apparently it's the same situation with UNK. You've had a whole lot of different things. You got a different team than you had 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we do have a different football team. You know, the biggest blow to probably offensively is the fact that we lost Joe Vetrosky, decided not to play college football any longer, which was a blow to us at the center spot. He's the guy we recruited out of McCook, Nebraska, to take Jack Hyatt's place, and Joe just felt like it just wasn't for him any longer. So that's a little bit of a blow. And then about 2 days later, Stephen Goodney, one of the two returning starters that we had from last year's offensive line, broke a leg. So A little bit different landscape than what we had, but we've got some kids in the program that are ready to step up. And actually, I was pleasantly pleased with them as we went through a scrimmage that day and as how they played. So, and they're going against good defensive personnel every day in practice. So I think, you know, we're a little bit short of numbers, but if we can hang in there and stay out of the doctor's office some more, we should be okay.
Those are the two major ones. You got some other kids that are nicked up a little bit. Are there other places you're going to be concerned about going into this first game?
Well, I think probably depth-wise, you know, linebacker's still a little bit short of personnel. We've got some guys that either have a hamstring problem or a quad problem, something like that. But other than that, we haven't had a ton of injuries. The ones we've had have just been big and at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, offensive line-wise, we don't have a lot of guys, so we're going to have to stay healthy as we go through an 11-game schedule. And then we're going to have to bring on some of those younger kids. And Cody Wheeler, for example, out of Bear Creek, Nebraska, or Bear Creek, Colorado, is going to play backup center for us, true freshman, never had that before. So, it's just going to be one of those situations. We're just going to have to see how it shakes out.
As far as some positives out of camp, how do you like the direction things are going outside of these injuries and illnesses and distractions?
Well, I think, we came in great shape. We added some guys. Jake Richardson in the secondary looks very good as a hard hitter. Transfer guy out of junior college in California, Arthur Hobbs, is the lockdown corner that we thought he was when we recruited him to come in here. So that's really boosted the secondary landscape in terms of losing those four all-conference guys from last year. Kenny Hill, who we had here last year, has really looked good at the free safety spot and can also play corner. So that looks good. So, I think the guys have been focused. I think we're ready to play a football game come Saturday. So, hopefully we'll play well and keep the turnovers to a minimum and also, again, stay out of the training room.
Darrell Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wayne State comes in Saturday night. You're the attraction, Coach. That's all that's going to be going on Saturday in this part of the country. And the home crowd was big for them in the tall grass last year, and the home crowd's always big for you.
Well, we are hoping to get a big crowd. We hope that we get a loud, rowdy crowd at our ball game. And to be honest with you, I hope it's hot. I hope it's hot and humid, and I'd love to get them on this hot turf and see if they wilt or melt. So, hopefully the crowd will be our 12th guy, and we can play well for them and get them back for another one.
We mentioned it before the game last year. This ain't your mama's Wayne State team, and they proved that last season. Only team to clip you in the regular season. Talk about, I know, Coach, I won't even bother. Yeah, the kids are going to be motivated. You won't bring it up, blah, blah, blah. But talk about what that did for the football team last year when you had to overcome that right off the get-go.
Well, I think it was a great character builder for us. I mean, we had high hopes coming into that ball game, and then to drop the first one after, I'd been popping my mouth off that we were going to be a good football team. And, hey, the kids kind of stepped up to the plate and didn't let it bother them. They knew we could have played better. We Jake Spitzelberger probably had his poorest half of football all year long in that game. So we just stepped up and played better the next 10. So, next 11. So, it was a good reality check for us. And they're going to be a good football team again this year. There's no question about that. They are very well coached. I think their offensive coordinator, Gene Shure, does a phenomenal job. The quarterback will be sound. And it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Well, let's talk about Wayne State. They've got a very good wide receiver out there. They've got some pretty good kids on defense. Anthony Hale, a good senior linebacker, one of the top players in the conference. They were picked to finish sixth in their conference, so I know they lost Flewellen at quarterback. What are some of the things that stick out to you as you prepare for them?
Well, they do have several kids that don't show up or did not show up on their two deep last year that are going to be playing for them this year. But I think what Coach McLaughlin's been able to do, I think we've been able to do here, is that he's got a program that now brings talent up through the ranks. And just because this kid has never played before doesn't mean that that's a problem or somebody's hurt or something like that. It just means it's his time. He's paid his dues and he's ready to play. So as you go through their roster, they're big, they're athletic, they run well. I don't know if they're going to have a quality quarterback like Silas Flewellen last year. I mean, he was a heck of a player, but I'm pretty sure they're going to have kids that know what they're doing, know where to line up, and know what to do after you snap the ball.
It would seem like a lot of this game would be your offense against their defense, considering what we now know about the offensive line. But you got such great running backs. You said, hey, if it's hot, we kind of want to wear them down a little bit. Tell me what you know about their D.
Well, you know, they've got some new kids in the secondary, a little bit younger than they were, but Mike linebacker is a new position for him, and or at least a new guy at that position, and he's replacing a darn good one they had last year. So, you know, that's going to be a little bit of a situation where that kid's going to have to get his battle reps in as we go along, and the Will linebacker spot is a little bit new. So, and again, a little bit of youth in their secondary to the point where they even have a redshirt freshman starting for him at strong safety. So, you know, maybe take advantage of those kids, or at least find out if they know what they're doing. Their strength appears to be up front. A bunch of returning guys up front, a bunch of guys up front that have played a lot of football for them, and they were a good up front football team last year.
Couple questions for Daryl Morris before we send him off to thermonuclear brain science. Coach, kicking situation, have you come to terms with that?
Yeah, we have. Michael Gruber is going to be our place kicker and has looked very good. I'm very pleased with Michael coming into camp. He's done a nice job. He's got a leg with him. So, you know, he's still a freshman and he might wilt. But right now in practice, he's done a great job for us. And that's been a source of, you know, that we've lost a little bit of anxiety about. So Michael Gruber will kick for us. Brennan Johnson's back and punting for us. He was our punter last year. So the kicking game right now, and Michael Gruber not only plays kicking, but his kickoffs have been deep, and they've been placed well, where we never want to kick the football down the middle of the field, and he's been very good about sticking that ball left of the hash or right of the hash on top of the numbers. So right now I'm excited about our kicking game.
And finally, that stable of running backs, if everything goes like you want it to go, how are you going to distribute and how are you going to use your running backs?
Well, I mean, Rusty Draining's the starter. The guy that we got back from last year that got hurt, Riley Newcomer, I don't know that Riley's 100%, but I think he's around 90%, and Riley's a good football player. So I think there's going to be enough stuff to go around, enough carries to go around. One thing that we have decided to do, Doug, and that is to see if we cannot leave a little bit of gas in Rusty's tank as we come down the stretch. So we're trying to minimize his practice reps a little bit more than we have in the past, and also maybe even minimize some of his game reps, because every rep is, that's just one more gallon of gas out of his tank as you go down the long season. So, you know, expect those other guys to get a few reps here and there to try to conserve some energy with rest and drain down the stretch of our season.
And finally, Coach, after Jake, where do things shake out at the quarterback position?
Well, you know, we brought in a young man by the name of Kevin Romero, who has been hurt since he got here, basically with a quad injury. He's just now starting to get back out to practice. Right now, Justin Drudik is running our number two. He's the brother of Adam Drudik, our left tackle. He's running number two quarterback. We've got a couple young freshmen that show promise for the future. But it's going to be Justin Drudik, and then when Kevin's back and healthy and getting the practice reps, those guys will be backing up Jake Spitzelberger.
Well, we'll get the kids to class. We'll get a win under the W column this weekend. We'll talk again next Monday.
All right, just see if you can find Daddy under the bush somewhere.
He's got info. We'll get a hold of you.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney. And Coach Paul Merkowitz is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, talk about Hastings. They don't have to play, or they don't play this week. They start with Briarcliff next week, but they're only a week into practice, so they're finally going to get to start popping some people this week. They're in a little bit different spot with the NAIA rules than the NCAA rules, and where they're at and where they're trying to get as far as practice. We'll see how that's working out. As Mondays with Merck and Morris, every Monday, Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk about the Huskers, then we're going to talk with Coach Morris, and we're going to talk with Coach Merkowitz about the previous week's game and what's coming up in the near future. So that's what's going on. Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Five Points Bank. And Coach Paul Merkowitz joins us from Hastings College as they're ready to dive into week two. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Coach, we talked about you're in a different spot than what Coach Morris is. They're in game week. You're only a week into practice, so you're finally starting to get to hit somebody as you turn the weekend here.
Yeah, we are. We had a pretty productive weekend. We had to take a little time off. It just got really hot Saturday afternoon, so we gave the guys a little bit of time to just kind of catch their legs after a week. Doan College is here with us today. They practiced with us this morning. We just got off the field. We're going to take a little break here, and then we're going to scrimmage them this afternoon. So it'd be nice to, one, play, but also to go against somebody else and kind of just get our guys acclimated to go against another team.
How, because that, some people probably just heard that and went, what did he say? How does that work? How does that work that you can scrimmage or have? I mean, I guess it's like a preseason that people have been watching NFL. Talk about how that works, and you kind of got to have a little little friendship there, which you do with Doan, to make this work and not have guys kill each other.
Yeah, that's first and foremost. You got to have two coaches, I think, that understand what you're trying to get out of it. Like I said, we went this morning and we did some drill work together just trying to give guys a little bit different of a look. And then obviously this afternoon it'll just be a full. It's similar to an inter-squad scrimmage. It's just with somebody else. We'll leave the quarterbacks untouched and do that kind of stuff. And I think both staffs and teams understand that we want everybody going home, healthy and ready to go for the season. So I think it's really important that you have that, like I said, that type of a deal. But as long as we verify eligibility on all of our kids prior to that, we're allowed to do that. And like I said, I think it's a good situation for us. Very similar to what you're seeing with some of the NFL teams that come together and practice in the morning and then scrimmage in the afternoon.
What will you be looking for in the scrimmage today?
Just, it really helps us out with evaluating our younger guys. And seeing if they're, the guys that are close to being ready, how ready are they maybe in a game situation instead of just throwing them out there Saturday night, September 4th at Briarcliff and seeing if they're going to be okay. And just, kind of making sure that our guys are playing at the right tempo. It's funny, you talk to different, the guy that technique-wise, he can get away with it against his own guy, can't get away with it against another, and so at least it reinforces to them some of the things we're teaching as well.
Coach Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football Broncos, ranked 13th in the country in the preseason, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, there always seems to be that first impression, that first practice or two, something jumps out at you that, wow, that's better than I thought, and wow, that's not where I thought we'd be. You care to share that with us?
I think I'm really pleased with the way we're practicing. And I don't know if only coaches would understand that. I'm not sure. I mean, our tempo, it's been very rare when we've just had to get our guys and then just say, let's get going. And I think that's something important because we can work with that. I wouldn't really say there's anything I'm really disappointed with, to be honest with you. I mean, we've stayed pretty much healthy, so we've got a good chance to get some good looks at some guys. And I think our evaluation coming out of the spring on guys were pretty accurate, and I think the new kids coming in with the transfers have been pretty accurate too. So all in all, I'm really pleased. Again, we're a week in, but I'm overall really pleased.
Now, after the scrimmage today, what's going to be most important to get taken care of here in the next week?
We just need to spend a couple days, get some things cleaned up, and then we'll start putting all of our Briarcliff offense and defense stuff in. Saturday night we'll have kind of a dress rehearsal scrimmage, I guess, so to speak, with some scout players running their offense and defense and just kind of take our guys through a run of a night game schedule for us and that type of stuff and break camp and then get ready for school the next Monday.
Coach, there are different ways to end practice. Some guys run special teams. Some guys flat-out run. Some guys do something fun. Do you guys do something different every day, or is it the same thing the way you wrap things up in at least fall camp?
It is a little bit different. There's days we're competing. We'll get down on the goal line and wrap things up with maybe just four downs from the 10-yard line. We will condition on some days. We'll do a lot of different things just to keep it kind of fresh for the guys, and it's kind of good for them to not know what's coming. If you're doing the same thing on Tuesday and the same thing on Wednesday, they kind of settle in and they kind of pace themselves through practice. And we want to make sure we're competing periodically. If it's for just a first down, quite a bit during practice.
And injuries, you got through the first week okay?
Yeah, pretty good. We got some of the usual bumps and bruises. We've been having some guys having some trouble with some hamstrings and some things, which is normal. That's what's nice about this year versus last year. Last year we had a week of two-a-days in a game.
Yeah.
Where now we still have, we still have 2 weeks, and so we can get some guys healthy and still get them the repetition they need later on here in the next week or so.
All right. Well, don't get out coached this afternoon, okay?
All right, buddy. Thanks.
We'll see you next Monday, Paul. It'll be game week next week for Hastings College. They play Briarcliff on the 4th. They're having a scrimmage today. Of course, Coach Franzen over there at Doan had been on the staff with Coach Merck at Hastings for quite a while, and he's the head coach over at Doan. Mondays with Merck and Morse on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Kind of on the flip side of things, Hastings College volleyball actually does begin this week, where UNK will start next week. Huskers also start this week. They had their red-white scrimmage on Saturday, nearly 3,800 fans.
for what could be one whale of a volleyball team in their final run through the Big 12. Should be fun times. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk about what's been going on with the Huskers and hear a couple quotes from Bo Pelini. Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert will join us later on in the program as well. So stay with us. We're back after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
It's back by popular demand at Bruce Furniture in Hastings and Holdridge. The buy one, get one free sale on Lane Recliners. Purchase a world-famous Lane Recliner at its regular price and get a second one of equal value absolutely free. If you don't need two recliners, bring a friend and share the savings. Choose from nearly 100 recliners in wall, saver, and rocker recliner styles and colors to fit everyone's room. Easy credit terms plus great savings on comfort. But hurry, the buy one, get one free sale on Lane Recliners ends soon. Bruce Furniture, downtown Holdridge, and south of the Landmark Center on Marion Road, Hastings.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. Both locations offer years of experience with anchor segmental retaining walls that will enhance the beauty and value of your home or business. Call today for professional guidance with your unique landscape or retaining wall project at no additional cost to you. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations, one block at a time.
Stop by Cunningham's Journal to join their Modified Fantasy Football League. Unlike other leagues where you draft teams, you just choose players each week. The best part is they have a 100% payout of money put into the league, weekly prizes, and a big end-of-the-year prize. Also, to help entice the excitement on NFL Sundays, Cunningham's Journal will be running the Sunday Training Camp Special. $1.50 drafts all day, so grab some friends. Go to Cunningham's Journal, watch your favorite team play, score your fantasy teams, and make it an NFL party every week.
This may be a stupid thing to put on the air, considering that the subject matter is why some folks can't hear ESPN Radio 1460 AM like they used to. Fact is, due to a catastrophic transmitter failure, we're running at about 10% of normal power. AM transmitters aren't totally mass-produced, so a fix or replacement takes time, but we're working on it. We want to be back on the air at full strength as much as you do. Thanks for your patience. From Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, sorta, and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops today, and then we'll see increasing clouds this afternoon with an isolated chance of a shower storm late. With a high of 88, south winds will stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for a shower storm early with a low at 57. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we treat our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show to food from Burger King. That's right, now serving Seattle's best coffee. Stop in for a delicious cup of drip or cool off with an iced coffee. Vanilla, mocha, it's all yours. How about an icy frozen Coke or cherry Coke? Yum! Just a dollar. New at BK, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the number if you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert is going to join us on the program. Also, we're going to be hearing a couple of comments from Bo Pelini, but in case you missed this, we've been talking about it ever since Big 12 Media Days, and over the summer they had a real, I consider a real, quarterback battle down at Texas Tech. And senior Taylor Potts will start the season at quarterback. He was their starter for 10 games last year, got banged around a little bit. Sheffield played against Nebraska. He had 7 touchdowns the week before. Both quarterbacks at one point last year had that many in a game, but Potts, 3,440 yards, 22 touchdowns, and in the Alamo Bowl win against Michigan State, he threw for 372 yards and 2 touchdowns. So we'll see how that all plays out. They've got 2 outstanding quarterbacks at Texas Tech. The Associated Press Top 25 did come out on Saturday. A couple of notes. Nebraska is 8th in this poll. They were 9th in the coaches poll. Virginia Tech is the big difference here. They're just 10th in the AP, and they were 6th in the coaches poll, while Boise State, 5th in the coaches poll, is 3rd
in the AP poll, and one member of the media gave Boise State a number one vote. Alabama's number one, followed by Ohio State, Boise State, Florida, and Texas. Sixth is TCU, then Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, and Virginia Tech. USC, which is not eligible to be in the coaches' poll, is 14th in the Associated Press poll. Southern Cal on the probation, ranked 14th in the Associated Press poll. Other Big 12 teams that are at least receiving votes, but not really close to the top 25, Missouri, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma State. And we're getting closer and closer, and I'm going to look at some high school rankings in a moment, but we're getting closer and closer to the start of this football season. And so many people, again, had this discussion with some friends over the weekend. Texas A&M, Texas A&M, Texas A&M. Folks, I just want to point something out. In the coaches' poll and the AP poll, Texas Tech is rated higher. They have more votes than Texas A&M does. And I have to ask you, how can that be? Are the members of the media and all the coaches across the country that aren't in camp know something? Because it seems like a lot of the members of the media are the ones that think Texas A&M, at least out of the Big 12, is the team that's going to make that move and chase down Texas and Oklahoma, which only Texas Tech has even been kind of able to do in the last 8 years with Texas and Oklahoma at the top of the Big 12 South. So I find it interesting that I just don't see it coming. I think they're going to be a good football team, and they may be number three in the South. Just don't see that push. And, in fact, a lot of people have maybe a little more faith in what's going to go on with Texas Tech than I do as well. So somebody's got to win some games in the South that isn't Texas or Oklahoma. And I guess who's it going to be? The coin flip's coming down here in the last couple of weeks. It's either going to be A&M or it's either going to be Texas Tech. Nobody likes Oklahoma State. And after coming back from Dallas, Daddy and I really don't like Oklahoma State either. And then you take a look at Baylor. They lost a lot of great players from last year. I mean, as many as Baylor's probably ever lost since being in the Big 12. Can Robert Griffin carry this team on his back to some new heights there for the Baylor Bears? Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Email the program to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The high school football rankings came out from the Omaha World Herald today, and good news, there's quite a few area teams that are mentioned. Headlined by Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one team in C2, no surprise here. A few different than what Bob Jensen had when we talked with him in Huskerland Prep last week, but the top three in Class A are the same. All the Millard schools, Millard South, Millard West, and Millard North, 1, 2, 3 in Class A. These are from Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor at the World Herald. He has Grand Island ranked 7th. In Class B, Crete, he has preseason number 1 and Aurora number 2, the two-time defending champions, in an oddity there. He's going to roll the dice and not put the team there. I think most of the time Stu likes to pick who he thinks is going to end at number 1, which people that do polls have two different philosophies, and he thinks Crete number 1, Aurora is number 2, McCook 7th, and Adams Central is 10th. In C1, Norfolk Catholic is number 1, Broken Bow is 4th, and Grand Island Central Catholic is 9th. We had a chance to talk with Charlie Shoemaker of the Crusaders on Friday. Talked to all but one of the Tri-City head football, all but two of the Tri-City head football coaches, which we'll try and hammer out before the end of the week. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can go to our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Courtyard, ESPNSuperstation.com. Moving on to C2, Hastings St. Cecilia is number 1. Perennial Power Blue Hill chimes in at number 9. In D1, Bancroft Rosalie is number 1. Overton is 3rd. Arapahoe 5th. Axtell 7th. And Palmer is 9th. And in D2, Howells is number 1. Stu puts Sargent at number 2. Pleasanton 6th. And Giltner 7th. Those are the area teams that are ranked in the Omaha World Herald, who put out their high school football special edition yesterday. You can check it out online as well. Go to omaha.com. Well, it is time now for our Big 12 football preview, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Garrett Gilbert, the quarterback at Texas, we had a chance to catch up with him. And Bruce Furniture, if they don't have it, they're going to get it. And no hassle, no extra charge. They're not going to make a big deal about it. They're going to make a big deal about you getting what you want in your home this fall, this winter, to make it more comfortable. It's whatever you want. They say it's time for new furniture that's just right for you. So see them at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. Our Big 12 football preview continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show with the man that will take over for the winningest college football quarterback in history in Colt McCoy. And we'll talk about Colt a little bit later on. But Garrett Gilbert gets to live out, I assume, a little bit of a dream getting a quarterback your hometown team, Garrett.
You know, it is a dream come true. And I think it might hit me, you know, stepping on the field against Rice and being able to play against them. It has been a dream come true ever since I was growing up.
Garrett, obviously, if you're going to step in and be the quarterback at the University of Texas or get a starting job at Texas, it's always assumed you got to mature a little bit more quickly. How do you think you are in that process right now?
That's an ongoing process. Our seniors have really stepped up leadership-wise this summer, and I've been able to try and, you know, step a little bit into that role, and I've still got, you know, a ways to go being a leader. And I think that's the main thing is maturing as a leader.
What physical part of your game has got to improve if Texas Longhorns are going to win the games they want to win this year?
I would say strength in the weight room, being able to be stronger and be able to, you know, withstand the hits that you take on a game-to-game basis. And then after that, probably the decision-making with the ball, being able to be smart and make good decisions and know, you know, when something's not there, you got to throw it away.
Talk about a couple of the main things you learn being behind Colt that you think you can use immediately.
I would say the main thing that Colt taught me was, you know, being a leader on this team and you know, knowing when to say something and, you know, when to let it go and when to you know, when you got to get in someone, be stern and be physical, be, you know, get tell someone they're not doing right and they need to, you know, do the right thing.
Did you say, hey, you could have left me Jordan Shipley for another year?
Well, that would have been nice. You know, Jordan's a guy that we'll miss. And, you know, we lost a lot of great players this last year. But, you know, that's a, you know, being at Texas, guys are going to step up and the trains don't keep on rolling.
Garrett, that's just it. They're all five stars that replaced Jordan Shipley, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been really excited about the receivers. And there's, you know, four or five guys that are stepping up saying, you know, they want to be Jordan next year and want to be, you know, that receiver, that go-to guy. So as a quarterback, it makes my job easy. Everyone wants the ball, and everyone's in it. You know, everyone's competing to make plays.
Chat with Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Garrett, how did summer workouts go for this ball club?
Our seniors were able to, were, and the older guys were, you know, they've been here, and they did a great job getting guys to get there on time and be out there working. And for the most part, everyone motivates themselves, and I think that's just, you know, the way it is here at Texas is everyone wants to work and compete, and that, you know, that's why we're here is, you know, we wouldn't be here if we didn't want to compete or anything.
Garrett, pretty well documented how things went in that national title game, kind of thrown in there when Colt got injured. Of course, the first half not so good, second half much better. Now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect on that, what did you take from your experience in that national championship game?
It was, it was invaluable learning experience, and just can take so many things from it. You know, it was obviously a disappointing game, and you know, hate to lose as a competitor. You hate to lose anything, but. Being able to learn how to just to keep on plugging away when things aren't going right. And we have such a great defense that, you know, being able to be in any game, really, you know, even being down 24-6 at halftime, we knew we were still in the game.
Chatting with Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Young quarterback can always do well with a great offensive line. How's that looking for you so far?
They can be outstanding. They can, you know, they've really embraced the physical nature of the offense of you know, what. And they've really taken on that identity as a unit and being able to, you know, I think they like the responsibility of saying, all right, we're putting it on you guys, and, you know, we're gonna win the game with you guys.
Garrett, any new guys besides yourself that we should kind of keep our eyes and ears open for that might be making an impact on this team right away?
Well, you know, there's so many great athletes. I don't know who's gonna step up. So many guys have been competing through the summer. A lot of people are going to want to step up and make those plays.
Talking with Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert here on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 preview continues. Rice will be your first collegiate start coming up here on September 4th. I know you're anxious about that. Where do you think, though, you've become better as a football player, either on or off the field, since coming to the University of Texas?
From last year, being able to be more of a leader and with the and being able to, you know, tell someone, hey, our receiver, you know, hey, this is what we're looking for here. You know, try doing this, or and also getting a little bit stronger, and then my feet in the pocket have really improved as well.
And how comfortable are you with the offense right now as you head into this fall camp?
You know, you can always learn something, and Coach Davis and I have tried to get in the film room as much as we possibly can during the spring and stuff like that, and being able to learn more and more every day, just take something new from film and look at stuff that you've already seen before. You can always learn something.
Any advice from Colt McCoy since he's left camp? You keep in contact with him?
A little bit. You know, he's pretty busy, but, you know, just when I do talk to him, though, you know, trying to ask him questions and still learn stuff.
Garrett, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Have a good season. That's Garrett Gilbert, our Big 12 football preview. The Texas quarterback taking over for Colt McCoy as they start the season coming up September 4th when they take on Rice. And, of course, the big game against the Huskers on October the 16th in Lincoln. All of our Big 12 interviews on the Doug and Daddy Show brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Follow them online at brucefurniture.com. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. Special deals for those customers that follow them online. Stop by and see them today at Bruce Furniture. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you aren't currently using a web conferencing tool or the service you use is difficult to use or unreliable, use my first choice. GoToMeeting. It lets people come together globally. You can basically meet online to demonstrate, collaborate, or do business. It's brought to you by Citrix, my favorite. Easy to use. You turn a call into an instant online meeting with just one click. It's the most affordable. You can have as many online meetings as you want for $49 a month, and it's completely secure. We've used GoToMeeting.com, and once you use it, you'll realize you've been wasting time your entire life. My listeners can try it free for a month. GoToMeeting.com, unlimited online meetings free for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Easy to use, $49 a month, and absolutely secure. Why waste time traveling? Go online, click GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops today, and then we'll see increasing clouds this afternoon with an isolated chance of a shower. Storm late with a high of 88. South winds will stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for a shower or storm early with a low at 57. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, 1460, 1550, and anywhere on the web, anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you missed the show, it's right there for you on the podcast as well. Don't forget Monday's special. There's Monday Night Football now. Even though it's exhibition season, there's still Monday Night Football. Stop at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney and enjoy great food and drink specials every night. Monday night, boneless chicken wing night. For only 40 cents, you can choose from any of their 13 wing flavors, serving them from 5 until 10. That's plenty of time, 5 hours, to enjoy all the boneless chicken wings. And you know the beauty of that is, let's get 6 or 7 of those, 8 or 10 of those, and why don't you give me another 9 of those, and you can test them out while you're watching football, baseball, whatever it happens to be. They've got it there for you. And Monday night also, maybe you mix it up with the bull fries and french fries. Monday nights only in Kearney from 5 to 10, only $5.99. If you enjoy them, it's probably the only place you can get them. Why wouldn't you check it out at the Chicken Coop? And don't forget that they have the new broiled walleye filet on the menu. Seasoned in your choice of Cajun, lemon pepper, or choice of wing sauce. Whether you want a pizza, a burger, chicken wings, a sandwich, a salad, they've got such a diverse menu, and it's all good at the Chicken Coop. Stop in, watch your favorite sports, catch the Husker games, catch the NFL, catch college football, catch Major League Baseball. It's all there at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, what would a Monday be without, Mondays are, kind of bummer enough. Let's go to Irish Ken, who has sent us an email. He does that from time to time. Howdy, 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 says Ken. Can't wait for the season to kick off. I'd like to know what Amoeba Brain put together the Class C2 football schedules. I think Ken probably referring to Kearney Catholic's start to the season against three teams that are either ranked or under consideration for being ranked in St. Cecilia, Cambridge, and St. Pat's. On another topic, though, which he says is important, Irish Ken goes, I sure wish that H-Man's wife would go for another visit to her sister's so he could sneak in a few emails. He's had several months to compose his tirades so they may actually contain a few intelligent comments. So there's a shout-out from Irish Ken to H-Man. Two of our, stranger email people that we love to hear from all the time. But, yeah, it's been a while since we've heard from H-Man. All must be well in the world. Finally, Roger Clemens' case concerning performance-enhancing drugs is sad. One thing I know for sure, Doug and Daddy will never be accused of taking performance-enhancing drugs. Irish Ken. Oh, thanks, Ken. You can email the show at any time, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go ahead and email us anything that you would like, and we might read it on the air. So there you go. What are you, new? You don't know what I'm talking about? Amazing. Merritt, how's your weekend?
I'm all right.
Okay, that's all you get. That's all you get. No more. Bo Pelini did get a chance and spoke to the media after practice on Saturday after the 3-day lockout. The general, hey, how's it going?
Finished up a good week. We practiced a little bit this morning. We scrimmaged a little bit, and it was good tempo, good day.
So there you go. There you go. That's what's going on with Coach. And then, we talked a little bit about the injury situation and talked about quarterback situation, and Coach Pelini continued.
Well, Anthony Blue, we're pretty deep in the secondary. Obviously we feel bad for both those guys. And Blue, this is the second one here he's had in a year and a half, and it's tough on him. But he's in good spirit. He'll have his surgery next week, and it's really deep back there, so it's not a big issue. And on the other side, at the linebacker spot, we have, Will Compton's working in there, Levante David, Derek Martin, Matt May. We have a lot of options, a lot of interchangeable parts.
Coach Pelini was then asked about the quarterback situation and how that is coming along and if any decision has been made.
Well, there is no timetable, and it's great competition. I see all three guys getting better. I think the picture's become a little bit clearer for us, but, nothing's been decided yet.
So that's where you're at. He was asked a little bit later on in the press conference if he'd like to, expand on the competition and what he's seen, and he said no. So that's what Coach Pelini had to say a little bit after practice. Also, he was asked about why the lockout and things like that. More from the coach.
I guess it's pretty easy to move down if you screw up and you lose early, but it's pretty hard if you start way out of there to move up if you have aspirations of doing something special. So that's all. That's always a positive. And people recognize we played pretty good football at the end of last year, and they recognize us for that. But that really doesn't have a lot to do with where we are now and what we have to accomplish. And it's really something that we're not in control of as a football team.
Of course, I was talking about being ranked eighth. At first, he said, well, you know, nobody cares about that. And then he said, well, it's better, to, you know, one of the reporters, it's better to be eighth than 28th, isn't it, Coach? And that was his response to that. Now, finally, towards the end of the press conference, he was asked about locking the media out for 3 days after the reports that Sean Fisher and Anthony Blue were hurt in practice last week.
I wasn't real happy with the way a couple situations were handled, one situation in particular, and, you know, I understand you guys got a job to do. I have a job to do, too, you know, and so I just thought it was at the right time because of really not one single thing, a culmination of things, that I thought it was time to eliminate some distractions for this football team, get back to focusing on what we need to focus on, and I thought it was the right time to do that.
What were your thoughts? If you want to chime in, we've got a few minutes left on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Was it right for Coach Pelini? I mean, he can do what he wants. It's his program, but I think he took shots at the wrong people. It wasn't the media that was at practice that was texting their friends or texting other members of the media or emailing them while they're watching practice. Then it's up to the media to do their job, report what they saw, and Coach Pelini wasn't to speak to the media after last Tuesday's practice. It was Coach Watson, and Coach Watson, none of the assistant coaches can comment on that, and so, you know, you can't let a big story like that lay idle for 36 hours and not expect it to be out somewhere. Somebody's going to break the story, and with all the chat boards, the media, and when we're talking media, we're talking the Omaha and Lincoln. They're the ones that are at practice every day. Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated, all the TV, Sips there, Mitch Sherman's there. You know, then once they hear something, then they go to work. They start trying to confirm it. And with Coach not speaking, there you go. I guess if you would come out and say that, and you don't, there was a gray area there. There should have been able for the coach to get a hold of Sean Fisher's family, or Sean to get a hold of his family after practice. Say, hey, you know, I had an injury today. I broke my leg. It doesn't look good, and then you can report it. So, I understand what Coach was doing, but I think in this instance, he kind of jumped the wrong people here. I don't think the media really did anything wrong last week, and then to leave them out for 3 days only fans the flame of speculation. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with more right after this.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Every year, Advance Auto Parts recycles 5 million gallons of used motor oil, enough to fill 7 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's because at Advance, we offer free, convenient oil recycling. Come in today and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for $16.99. Find it for less? We'll match it. See store for details. Our price match guarantee and free oil recycling. Two more reasons to choose Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble.
On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunshine develops today, and then we'll see increasing clouds this afternoon with an isolated chance of a shower or storm late. With a high of 88, south winds will stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a chance for a shower or storm early with a low at 57. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Our Big 12 football preview continues tomorrow. Woo! Going to talk a little Kansas State. Zach Kendall is going to join us, offensive lineman, as we wrap up and get ready for the actual football season. Later this week, don't forget Thursday, the first Loper Luncheon is always the Fall Sports Luncheon involving Kearney High and Kearney Catholic, where head coaches of all the sports that will be competed in fall, football, volleyball, cross country at UNK, at Kearney Catholic, at Kearney High. They'll all speak on their teams for a few minutes, and that is open to the public. $5 lunch served by Runza. You can't beat it. Come out and get a preview Thursday. The coaches start talking at noon. Food is served at 11:45. Daddy and I will be there doing the show leading up to all of the activity at the Health and Sports Center going on Thursday. And that gets underway at 11:45. And then many more high school football. Dave Lapham from Fox Sports Net joins us later this week. Joe DeMeo, fantasy football, fantasy players edge coming up on Thursday. A couple of other notes before we get out of here today. Texas and BYU, they've agreed to a home-and-home series starting in 2013. BYU all ready to play at Texas next year. Longhorns will go to Provo in 2013, and then the Cougars travel to Texas for that game in 2014. So if BYU does become that independent in football, it looks like they have a pretty decent start to their schedule and locking down a few things. Brett Favre played a series last night. Big whoop. Okay, shouldn't be that big a deal. Albert Haynesworth upset. Big whoop. Get over it. Do we care? Washington, it ain't going to matter. You're not going to be good. Vin Scully coming back as the broadcaster of the Dodgers. If you're 82 and you can still do it and everybody loves you and you do a good job, why not? It'll be a 60-second season as the voice of the Dodgers. I think, you know, you look at some what Ernie Harwell was able to do, and I think that is able to keep Vin Scully going, a long-time announcer. Great. It's so many venues. It's just too bad we don't get him on more national things now than we used to, calling the World Series and being in, you know, different places at different times. And Lou Piniella, nice job, Cubs. Way to send him out. 16-5 Atlanta over the Chicago Cubs. My goodness. Piniella, again, it's a character that the media and a lot of the fans are going to miss coming out of that dugout for the Chicago Cubs. A lot of great tirades. Of course, the older he got, the fewer of those we saw, and the worse the Cubs were. Why even bother? What will happen with the Chicago Cubs? Can they ever do something? They had a little stretch there when Piniella took over the team. Of course, from Bartman incident on, where they gave hope. There was no hope this year, though, for the fine folks from Chicago. So the Cubs, boy, sure sounds like Ryan Sandberg will be their next coach. Will that be the move? Again, most of those players will not have had a connection to Ryan Sandberg from his playing days and really knowing who he is, so we'll find out. Holdridge High School senior Paige Hasty going to sign a letter of intent this afternoon to go to Doan. There's kind of a pipeline there from the Holdridge girls to Doan. Ashley Daly is there, and of course, Lindsay Anderson is the all-time leading scorer in Doan women's basketball history. She's a 2005 graduate from Holdridge High School. So there you go. And before we get out of here, I didn't even know this was happening. Fans of the Omaha Royals can help pick a new team name. It'll be unveiled ahead of the move to the new stadium southwest of Omaha. The Royals will have name suggestions through its website, oroyals.com, through September 6th. Fans can also submit names when they go to the ballpark. Team officials will review the submissions and then put 24 of them up for an online vote. Top 9 will be up for another. The winner announced in November.
The Royals play at Rosenblatt Stadium, preparing to move to a 6,000-seat ballpark in Sarpy County. Why do they need a new name? You can't call them Omaha, or you can't call them Royals. Which one is it? I don't know. It's not like it's a merchandise deal. I don't understand. Hope you enjoyed your weekend, everyone. Some large gentleman, I assume, is going to be back in this chair across from me tomorrow when we continue with the Doug and Daddy Show and get ready for the start of the high school and college football season. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald will discuss rankings this week. More on the high school football front as we catch up with more area coaches, more Big 12. As we said, Zach Kendall from Kansas State joins us tomorrow. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia tomorrow as well. We want to thank Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert for giving us some time during Big 12 Media Days. Heard from him earlier on the show. And our Mondays with Merck and Morris got underway. UNK head football coach Daryl Morris as they open up the season against Wayne State Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Foster Field. And also to Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. They're starting their second week of practice. They open September 4th with Friar Cliff. Going through a little intra-squad scrimmage today with Doan College. So all that coming up today for them. We'll see you tomorrow here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.